Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world, hello and welcome. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Thank you for taking the time to come and join with me in today's audio podcast in this series. Why is it so hard? Yes, it's a good topic. It's a great question. It's the thing that we want to know. Why is it so hard to make money with this? Or why is it so hard to make money with that? Whatever that might be. And what's the topic of today? Ding, ding, ding. It is affiliate marketing. We're going to go 10 rounds. Actually, we probably won't even make the third round on this one. Why is it so hard to make money with affiliate marketing? I mean, we're going to look at some of the pitfalls, the bear traps, and these are things surrounding the internet's most popular method, the most popular way of trying to make money online. It's the thing that every single newbie, when they come online, they hear and they read and they buy the books and they grab the products and they go, hey, all I got to do is go and, you know, promote someone else's affiliate program. I can do it through a website. I can do this or I can do that. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I'm going to be in the money. Well, no. Why is it so hard? I get emails every single week, sometimes every single day, you know, after some big promotion. And people are just saying, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And it's not working, Paul. It's not working. Why not? Well, there are many different reasons, and of course, sometimes it can be more than just the product, or it could be more than just the person, and I'm not going to be talking about those things today. We're not going to talk about individual products, a poor product choice for an affiliate marketing campaign, for example, which of course would be one of the reasons why it would be so hard. But of course, you cannot make money ongoing with just one product. You need multiple products. And of course, you need to make change and adapt and learn along the way. But like I said up front, I mean, this is, I think, the single most popular method for trying to make money online. I mean, there are literally millions and millions of people doing it. Surely it's got to be easy. Wouldn't you think so? Well, yeah, you would think so. But perhaps one of the reasons why it's so hard is because there are, what, millions and millions of people doing it. I mean, I've got my own products that I sell here at paulbars.com. I have my, you know, Maximum Success University, and I have hundreds and hundreds of affiliates for that program, and that's just the ones that I know about through the ClickBank Marketplace. I know that there are thousands more marketing my product. I know that. So then, why is it so hard? Well, for any product, because there are hundreds, thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of other people doing it. And let's just, I guess, stop there and look at that as point number one. The most popular way that people try to make money online with affiliate marketing is what I call the lazy affiliate. Now, this goes back to a product that was released some time ago. I think it was actually called the lazy affiliate or the bum marketer or some crap like that. Some stupid little coiny thing where whoever released the product, and I'll have to say I haven't looked at it, said, look, all you need to do is set up these websites with these various terms, you know, a review, or this is XYZ product review, or XYZ product scam. These are things that people began doing years and years and years ago, and they would just create these short content, crappy websites and throw them up there. Now, that is the most popular way that people try to make money with affiliate programs, and they're relying on search engine results to get themselves found. Now, I said the most popular. I didn't say the best. Listen carefully here. It's not the best way, but it's what most people do, because most people are intrinsically, what? Lazy. We like to get the best possible result from the least amount of effort. Would you agree with me on that? It's just the way that it goes. So in this particular scenario, here we have lots and lots of people who are creating these short content, crappy websites under various search terms with the product name attached to it that they hope people will find them for. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go to Google, for example, or Bing, or whatever search engine I'm looking for, and I pop in something that I'm looking for, doesn't matter what it is, I usually only get 10 results on the first page. Maybe your default settings are 20 or 30, even 50, but usually it's 10. 10 results on the first page. Now, I want you to imagine just for a moment that there are, let's just pick a round number. 1,300 people. That's not really, it's kind of a round number. 1,300 people who are using this exact same strategy. Okay, for example, I see it with Maximum Success University. Maximum Success University review. Bom, bom. So people who are interested in purchasing access to my membership site, they look around, they look for the reviews. Now, if there's 1,300 people trying to get one of those 10 places, worse yet, trying to get one of those top 3 places, and you're one of those 1,300, what do you think your chances are? Now, I know, there's a couple of people there, and they're my affiliates, and woohoo, really happy for you, fantastic. But what if you're not one of those couple of people? Well, that's reason number one, why it's so blinking hard. Because you're competing and you're doing the exact same thing as so many other people. This is the thing about affiliate marketing. You're not the only one there. And no matter what strategy, no matter what game plan you've got, you're not the only one doing it. It's not unique in any way. It is no different from, you know, Joe Blog over there or Jane Smith over there. It's the same. So that's problem number one. And I want you to look at these things as I put forward these ideas to you in a conceptual way. I want you to first of all think, okay, so for example, if I'm doing the same as what everyone else is doing, well, what could I do differently? This is where you have to come up with your own ideas, not take ideas from something you've read, not grab an idea from something that you participated in or some forum discussion. You have to come up with your own ideas. Very, very important. Look for something unique. So that's, I guess, reason number one. Now, I don't even have a list in front of me of these reasons. I'm working off the top of my head. Now, here's another one. I was, this is going back some time ago. Globill Systems. Who's listening right now that remembers Globill Systems? It was an affiliate marketing company, in a sense, similar to the way like ClickBank was set up, except its products were a little bit different. Also specialized in the adult industry, which was very interesting, where a lot of our membership sites came from, our membership site models. But it also had a good core business, I think, probably 20-30%, I don't know, of internet business marketers using it as an affiliate management company. Now, if you haven't heard of Globill Systems, and there's a good chance you haven't if you've only been online for like 5, 6, 7 years, then you're going to be thinking, okay, so what's point number two? Well, point number two is Globill Systems don't exist anymore. All right? And when it crashed and burned, it was the first time that I realized that I really wasn't in control of so many different things in my internet business. And the same principle applies also to affiliate marketing. Now, okay, you might be looking at a company like ClickBank and go, hey, it could never fall over. Not true. Okay? Not true. Not going to say it is. Of course not. Not as I'm recording this right now, but you just cannot make that guarantee for any business or any company in the future, no matter how big it is. Any business that overcapitalizes, spends more money than it's making, dong dong, is doomed for success. And the thing about affiliate marketing is you're never really in control. It's not your product. So what's to say that, you know, you build up a good following, maybe one of these websites and you get, you know, it's got some quality to it and people keep coming back to it and you're recommending this program, this product, this service, whatever it is. Next thing you know, dong dong, it's no longer there and your income, that regular monthly affiliate income, just gets ripped out from underneath you like a rug and you fall flat on your face on the floor not knowing what just happened and you're in trouble. Hey, just happened a little while back from this point of time when I'm recording this. Look at the Google changes and look at how all those people running AdSense websites got slapped. Bang! And their income was crushed. I knew guys that, you know, they were averaging out sort of $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month on average. bang, gone. And the thing is, if you're not working with your own product, you are never really in control, which means it's very difficult to build up that longevity and that continuity that you could have with your own, but when you're relying on someone else, it can get taken away from you. And that is one of the things that makes it so difficult, because the internet, like any platform for business, is constantly changing. And I guess that sort of leads me to the next point as well. It could have something to do with the fact that the customer actually isn't your customer. Look, here's business principle, success principle number one in the world, according to Paul Bars, or anyone else who knows anything about business for that matter. It costs, on average, and I'm just going to use a round figure example here, let's say if you're doing some kind of advertising, it might cost, on average, $12 to get a new customer in the door. $12 to get a new customer in the door. However, it only takes $1.50 to get that customer to come back. You with me? $12 to get a new customer in the door, $1.50 to get them come back, which is why a good business, online or offline, doesn't matter, will spend money to get people in the door and then throw money at them to make them come back because it costs less. You don't get to do that if you're only involved in affiliate marketing. The customer is never your customer. So you're constantly having to output and outgo and outspend, if you're doing that kind of advertising, more for each affiliate sale than the person who owns the product. You with me on this? Okay. The next one, is there a list involved? The list is their list. It's their customer buying list. Now, I know you can do things and you can do things and, you know, you can create your own list. And honestly, let me just throw this out. The best way to do affiliate marketing is to build your own list and market to that list. Spend the $12, for example, to get people to join the list. Spend $1.50 to get them to keep coming back and buying things from you. Just as an example, that's how the principle works. That is the best way to do affiliate marketing. But most people don't, because we are lazy marketers and we like to get, what, the most amount of return for the least amount of effort. Building a list requires effort. So if there is a list involved, that's one of the things that you have to do. But it's so hard to make money with affiliate marketing because most people want to be lazy, do it the easy way, and that doesn't involve a list. Therefore, it's difficult. And like I said, if there's a list, well, whose is it? Don't let the guy who owns the product be the only list builder. If you want to do it, you need to build your own list as well. Okay, these are some of the factors that come into play. But of course, as I finish with all of these audios, and this is so important for you to remember, what have I said throughout all of this? Who was the person who had the most amount of control? Who was the person who, you know, had the list? Who was the person who was only having to spend $1.50 to get a customer to come back compared to you spending the $12 getting them to come for the first time? Who is that person? It is the product owner. It is the guy or the girl who creates their own product and then gets their own army of affiliates to market it for them. I mean, hey, doesn't that make more sense? I've got one primary product, my membership site at Maximum Success University. It teaches you how to do all of this. It teaches you how to create your own product. It teaches you how to market that product, even how to build your own army of affiliates. Now, doesn't that make more sense? Let the affiliates spend the $12 to get the customer in for the first time, and then you, or as I do, just spend the $1.50 to get them to keep coming back. Much, much better marketing strategy. Wouldn't you agree with me on that? And that's the difference between affiliate marketing and product marketing. Okay, so why is it so hard to make money with affiliate marketing? Simply this: you are not in control. You are not in control. And at all times, and with exception to those very foolish people who want to build a list by giving away 100% of their product. Hello! That's not a good marketing strategy. I'm sorry. We'll cover that one in another audio. At all times, you are not getting the full income earned for the sale. It's always an affiliate commission, you know, usually between 50 and 70%. A couple of nutters will do the 100%, and they're such small items anyway. It's insignificant. So you're not even in control of the money, whereas if you can get someone to come and purchase from you now, and you share that affiliate commission because you're the product owner, fine. But if they come back to you 5, 6, 12 months later, you get all of the sale because you are the product owner, and so on and so on. You should never look for a one-time sale from a one-time customer. No, customers for life. That's another thing. Cam will talk about that in a different audio. So there's some food for thought. Affiliate marketing works. Me, people like me, we product owners love you. We love affiliate marketers. My goodness, you create 80% of my income for me. How sweet is that? We love affiliate marketers. Here's the thing. I'm going to make more money than you all day, every day, because I own the product and I have the list and I have the control. So why is it so hard? Well, one of the other things, there's millions of people out there marketing affiliates, yet for my products, I'm the only one. I'm the only one who creates them and authors them. I'm always the backstop, the back end, the real deal. So this is what I'd like you to think about strategically. Perhaps you should look at remaking your make money model. Food for thought. Okay, that's enough for this audio. I've gone a couple of minutes over time. I only like to do 10 to 15, so I do apologize. Hope you enjoyed this. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off this series for today. Why is it so hard? And we've got other things to talk about coming up. We're going to talk about CPA advertising, backlinking, PLR products, all sorts of different things. So I look forward to sharing again with you next time. You have a fantastic day, a good night, or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Bye-bye.